Israeli forces have shot and killed yet another Palestinian in the occupied West Bank. Tel Aviv claims that the man was armed and posed, quote, an immediate threat to Israeli forces. The incident occurred while Israeli troops were searching for weapons. The killing came as international rights groups have on multiple occasions criticized the Israeli regime for its shoot-to-kill policy against Palestinians. The occupied Palestinian territories have been the scene of heightened tensions since October 2015, when Israel imposed restrictions on the entry of Palestinian worshippers into the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Hundreds of Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces since then. To discuss that further, we're now joined Mr. Miko Peled, who is author and peace activist, and he's joining us live now by Skype from Washington. Mr. Peled, what do you make of Israel's shoot-to-kill policy?
Well, it's another very tragic day when another young man is shot and killed like this. Israeli brutality towards young Palestinians is nothing new. It's been Israeli policy to shoot and kill innocent Palestinians for decades now. What's particularly disturbing is the anemic response by the international community. You hear them say that or maintain some kind of a lukewarm opposition to Israeli policies, but nothing is ever done. Young men and young women are being shot point blank all the time by fully armed, fully protected soldiers. There's no possible way that one could imagine any of these young men, even if they did have a knife, and in most cases they don't, could harm these soldiers even if they tried. And like I said, in most cases they don't. In most cases they're shot just because they show up. 2 million people in Gaza are without water, without electricity, in incredibly hot weather that they're seeing right now. Nobody says a thing. The international community, again, is quiet. The responses are lukewarm. And it's quite shocking to see how Israel is being allowed to get away with this. With such impunity, with committing such horrific crimes on a regular basis.
As Mr. Peled, you know, the official stories that always come out is that these people who are shot were a threat to Israeli forces or to Israelis of some sort. How is that ever verified, if at all?
It's never verified. They don't need to verify. There's never an investigation. An Israeli soldier kills a Palestinian. There's nothing to investigate. It's finished. It's over. And there's never an investigation, and certainly the Israeli soldiers know that they can shoot to kill at any time, at any point, and they will never see, they will never go to trial, there will never be an inquiry. And of course, the story is, you know, this is the narrative. The narrative, the Israeli narrative, is always that somehow Palestinians are posing a threat to Israel, where we know Palestinians have never had an armed force, Palestinians have never had an army, they've never had a tank or a warplane. This idea that Palestinians somehow pose a military threat to Israel, and therefore this justifies the mass killing of Palestinian civilians, is such a big lie that it's hard to comprehend. And what's even harder to comprehend is that Israel manages to convince the rest of the world to do nothing.
Okay, Mr. Peled, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.